and I look forward to now jumping into this conversation, Michelle Blaz, and of Lady Primrose and Gentleman
1677.
I was leaving that to you. And LadyPrimrose.com. Michelle, how are you today? And how are things? And what do you specifically want to discuss in this moment in time?
Oh, thank you so much. Well, again, it's nice to hear your voice. I think it's just been a little bit over a year that we last spoke.
So has it been a year?
I think so, because I think the last pod was August of 22.
Really?
It's crazy. Yes.
Wow. Wow.
I know.
But I thought it was like I thought it was earlier this year. That's insane.
No, it goes by so quick.
Well, this year has gone ridiculously quick, and I'm sure it's gone even quicker for you because you are cranking on all cylinders after having, you know, uniquely created, well, purchased the brand that you purchased and created what you're creating. And so, well, I can't.
What's going on?
I know. I can't believe it's been that long. I thought it was April.
I know.
I can't. Know. I almost just fell out of my chair. But what has business been like? What is on the radar? You go.
Sure.
No one wants to hear my voice. They want to hear your voice.
Well, I love how you say all cylinders, because that is definitely what it is. We are firing all pistons off constantly with this brand and all the collection extensions. But I've got to keep in mind that I have got my sister here as a huge foundation. I could not do it without her. It's incredible. And we've got an incredible team that navigates all of this with us. And I couldn't do it without them either. But what's incredible, what's happened in the last year is we've had a couple things. We're really proud to say that our launch for the first time ever men's cologne within the portfolio called Gentleman 1677 has done incredible. It's the scent that keeps on selling. It's pretty incredible, and we knew it, but I think we were even more surprised because we did the soft launch with a cologne powder and candle, and then because
you sent that. I actually need to order more of that from you.
Order? You've got a connection. I'll get you some.
Well, thank you.
But we definitely rolled out that collection and supported it with what we think the gentlemen need. You know, like what they want. A little shower gel. You know, some soaps. We just launched a beard and face oil, and we purposely.
What is it? What clarify that for people?
Yeah.
What is a beard and face oil? I've never heard of that.
Sure. So in the industry, you'll hear of gentlemen having beard oils, right? So whether it's a treatment for a beard or a slight scruff or whatever they need that for to treat facial hair, it's in the marketplace. Well, we knew that we would enter that marketplace, especially with this incredible scent. But we named it beard and face oil because we wanted to make sure we're including those gentlemen that may not have a beard, not yet. So it's you know, the oil is meant to, of course, take care of the facial hair, but it also nourishes and moisturizes the skin. So we wanted to kind of redefine the approach to beard oil, and we named it beard and face oils to include those gentlemen that may just want to, you know, put a little oil or softener on their skin after a shave or shower. And then, of course, it's scented, so we're finding that that is a real attribute that they like. So that's why we named it beard and face oil. So it is really doing well.
And so what have been your top sellers over the past year, basically? I mean, now we're almost in November, so we can say the year. So what have been your top sellers?
So our key brands continue to be top sellers, which are both Tryst and Royal Extract. But we also have the brand Gentleman 1677 that has been incredible. And we actually have our brand Blue Agave. Blue Agave is the partnership scent that we produce for the one and only Palmilla in Los Cabos. And I know, I think I mentioned that in the last interview.
Yeah, I told you I'd been there.
Yes. So we expanded that line a little bit with our new petite decanters.
I think I told you I flew off a balcony there and hit a tree and then fell down.
Did not know that. I have yet to maybe try that. But
yeah, I was with Dave. Resort. Yeah, no, I was. Yeah, we were three stories up and we were. It was a media trip, and. And this is fun to share. It makes the podcast fun. So I was with my wife, Jen, at the time, and we were listening to Kid Rock, and, you know, we've been drinking tequila all day, and I had my Fry boots on, and I thought, and it was raining, so the balcony was all wet, and it was a very low railing, and I thought it was a genius idea to act like Kid Rock and jump up on the balcony, and I flew right off of it into a palm tree and then down three stories.
Oh my gosh. Well, it looks like you survived, which is good.
But that's fantastic. You're there. The one and only. Are you going to be in other one and onlys?
We are actually in other one and onlys. So that's one thing about Lady Primrose is this brand got its start through bath amenity programs in very high-end hotels and resorts, one and only being one of them. So we're also in the one and only in Rita Raw in Maldives.
Wow. I really want to go to the Maldives. Have you been?
Yes, we definitely had the opportunity to visit with our partner property, which is, again, the one and only right in Maldives. And it was just lovely. It was so gorgeous, so remote, but so not remote. I don't know how to explain it.
Well, no, it's definitely not easy to get to, but that's a bucket list place to mine, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. And it was a bucket list. We were so pleased to check off. And, of course, it was wonderful to meet with our partners there. It always is. And since many of the hotels that we do partner with are really do span the globe, our goal is to try to get to every one of them. Now, it's not a fun goal. So we try, but that we are definitely in that one and only. And then we're in the Waldorf Astorias. We're in Ritz-Carlton's. We're in Rosewood properties, which we're very proud of.
Yeah, Rosewoods are great. Yeah.
Yeah, so we do that. And then, you know, part of the momentum this year was not only, you know, really benefiting from our top brands continuing to sell. We actually introduced, like I mentioned, the PT decanters, which are in every collection. And these are just, you know, because part of the Lady Primrose product is the presentation. You know, we really, right. We have that, you know, we like to say we're regal and refined and reminiscent. Right. So we try to make sure that carries through in not only our product quality, but our product presentation. The petite decanters are very representative of that goal and what our customers appreciate. So that's some of the product momentum, but we also have some news because we're expanding. You know, Fortman and Mason in London is one of our incredible, for the one of our best retail partners. And we moved forward with a partnership with the St. James House, which is a publisher that has areas of expertise with the royal family. And so we are partnered with them, and our brands are going to be featured in a King Charles III coronation. It's kind of like a 75th birthday commemorative album that is launching on November 14th. And so both gentlemen,
congratulations.
Thank you. And both Gentlemen 1677 and Royal Extract will be featured in that album that is written by Robert Jobson, who's a royal author. So we are.
What's his last name?
Jobson, and that's J-O-B-S-O-N. And we are just thrilled to have partnered with them, to have been asked to partner with them. And I'll be heading to London next week, and then I'm heading to London again in November to be in attendance for this incredible launch, actually on His Majesty's birthday, which is November 14th.
Jet setter. I love it. Let's do this. So really quick, thank you for all of that. Let's take a step back, and
of course,
because even though obviously you have the previous podcast, but relay the beautiful story, the powerful story, the entrepreneurial story of how this all came about and how you and how you basically got Lady Primrose and then developed Gentleman.
Yes. Well, I will tell this story over and over again. For me, it will never feel old. So
of course
I
not.
Have been a,
it's your life.
Oh my gosh.
It's coursing through your veins, and it always
it
will.
It really is. It really is. I had been a fan of the brand for years, and as you know, I have a marketing and advertising background in the publishing side, print side, and loved that career. And that career brought me to Dallas because there's a lot of agency hubs down there. And so we would call on agencies on behalf of our clients. And so I was introduced to the Lady Primrose brand Royal Extract when I was staying, I think, at the Crescent Hotel, or it may have been the Mansion, but either one, it was both Rosewood properties at the time, and I fell in love. So Royal Extract is a scent that I have been either wearing or incorporating in my home through diffusers or oils or powders, dusting soap powders and sheets for years. And so long story short, in 2020, I called to get some more Royal Extract and they were out. And then I was informed that the company was closing.
That's right.
And I couldn't believe it. And I just hung up the phone and I went online and I bought all the Royal Extract I could. $8,000, just spent it. Because I thought I'd never have that
How
scent
much?
Again. And then I shared that with at least 2,000, just in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like, dumped it quick because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to have this scent again. So I told my sister, and the funny part about this is when I told my sister, I said, Stephanie, her favorite is Triss. And I said, Steph, you need to, you know, online buy it because they're closing. And she goes, well, where are they selling? And I said, well, they're online. She goes, no, are they selling the company?
That's right.
Just right. Like a little thought bubble goes, I don't know. She goes, give them a call. So that's our sister joke. We always say, give them a call. And then she's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be in trouble. Give them a call. We're going to do something big. And we did. And they were lovely. They took the call and they put me through to the owners. And it was literally, you know, a lot of people were pitching for this brand. And a lot of people, I think I got the impression that some people wanted to break it up and just buy one or two collections. Mm-hmm. And my sister and I saw the bigger picture, and she also knew that I could leverage my sales and marketing and advertising background. I mean, I've been calling on clients for years, so I just instinctually know what I need to do. And so long story short, we bought it and we relaunched it, and the timing was interesting because, you know, that's a year where things were so tough. And, you know, there's two ways to ask that question: do you buy a company or do you buy a company?
Well, and you bought it during COVID, right?
Yeah. So, you know, and again, those are risks, but you have to roll the dice sometimes. They say that often.
As Brad Pitt said in Fight Club, roll the dice, let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, you know, so that's it. And so we fortunately had the team that wanted to stick with us. You know, I say it three times. I when I kind of did the elevator pitch, I shared with the team, with the previous owners, that listen, we'll have the team if they'll have us. We're going to keep it based in Dallas. It's an iconic brand, and we're not changing anything. We're not changing any formulas, anything. We're just going to restyle and restage. And that's exactly what we did. And we wanted to make sure we were keeping this incredible customer base that has loved and adored this brand, such as myself.
But right.
Yet do something simultaneously, which is every marketer's dream, is to hybrid this into new customers and make sure that not only are we holding on to customers such as myself that love this brand, but we're attracting new customers, which is why we decided to launch Gentleman 1677, which is why we restaged and rebranded. And
you launched that, though. That was not pre-existing, right?
That is a lot. That's correct. We launched that. And it was all coming from just this marketing mindset of how do I expand this brand? How do I expand this audience?
Yeah.
But then how do I, you know, what's my hybrid? What's
right.
my
Exactly.
goal?
It's that it's always evolving. That's, again, like the concept of, you know, our new velvet. It's just always be evolving.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah. And then I wanted to also kind of give back to the customers that have given to us all these years. And, you know, what can they get for the gentlemen that are maybe in their life? You know, this has just been a ladies' brand. So that seems to have been resonating.
So there was no previous, you know, men's line at all. Right? No.
No, not at all. That's what was exciting. Is it never? This brand, this company, never did that before. So that was exciting, and I just knew I had a gut. I always say, you know, I don't think, listen to your gut, and you do. You listen to those first whispers, and also, you know, Lady Primrose is a very regal, refined brand. You know, just in the name, you know, Lady Primrose, and we love it so much, and it's got a European feel. You know, there were offices in London at one time, and of course we're making our way back to London and all those relationships there. But, you know, Gentlemen just seemed to roll out as an amazing name. And then, of course, 1677, you know, lends a little history to it, because Tristan Royal, those original fragrant recipes date back to archival recipes and perfume houses when the original owners kind of scoured them back in the early 90s. So that's when it launched.
So how did you come up with that? Do you have a team that, like, how did, when you decided, which is genius, you know, okay, you and your sister, we're going to come up with this new Gentleman's brand. How do you come up with the scent? How do you develop that?
Yeah. So what had happened is, fortunately, we inherited, when we purchased the company, a bit of a scent wardrobe, if you will. So, you know, if you're manufacturing perfumes, you're always going to produce different scents here and there and hold on to them to see if, hey, is it trending? Hey, do you think this might resonate? And so, fortunately, one of our colleagues had said, hey, listen, let's look in the library. Let's look in the, literally, a cabinet. And we looked in there and we started looking around, and she brought this scent out, Mary, and she brought this scent out, and I smelled it and I said, oh my God, that's it. And she just looked at, you know, we just said, that's it. And I think the ladies, you know, they thought we were just going to come out with another collection for female. I'm like, absolutely not. This has got men written all over it, but it has men written all over it, but it also had a neutral tone. So we knew that it was neutral, that the ladies, that everybody would love it, but yet we could, it was enough where we could market it towards men. So we had it in our wardrobe already. We flushed it out. And then there, you know, when you're starting a company, I wish I could say I had a marketing team, but I am the marketing team.
Oh, I know that.
So I just, you know, I talk to a lot, you know, you just have to be instinctual with what you think is going to resonate. And, you know, I think, you just know people, and you know, you just have a gut of what maybe people and a demographic might be responsive to. And I just thought, what a neat thing to bounce off Lady Primrose, to name this Gentleman. So there's that brand identity. But, you know, I also wanted to tap into character. There are so many colognes out there that sell what we expect, and I wanted to sell character. And I think the name already brought character into the DNA of the brand. Mm-hmm. And so I know that, you know, men love history. So everybody's curious, what is 1677?
And I was just about to ask, because you've never told me what that's from.
Exactly. So then we have this eloquent answer, and it's the truth. You know, I Googled the heck out of that year to make sure nothing bad happened, but unfortunately we're okay. But that year is definitely, it's a year we embraced, because our original scents, fragrances dated back to that year. So I named it that because we pay homage to that year. And then, you know, I just feel like I came up with a tagline where, and it is true, it's the last decision you'll make on the best scent you'll own. So once you smell it, you will understand when we say that it is the last decision you make on the finest scent you'll own. And so, you know, you just kind of tap into that. So it's building character with a brand. And
that's exciting to launch something like that. You know, it's one thing to start a new magazine title, but to do what you're doing, like to start a new product, like literally a product, kudos to you. I admire you. Oh, and that's an amazing thing to accomplish. It's an amazing thing to accomplish, quite frankly.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So we always tell our gentlemen, stay noble, be bold. That's right.
And keep buying the product.
Well, it is the scent that keeps on selling.
It is the scent that keeps on selling.
It's so true. And but so, we love it, and it makes people happy, which is great.
And so how has this year been versus last year?
Yeah, it's been great. A lot of, you know, we're on the right trajectory. We're in our third year of ownership, which means we're going on our fourth year. It's going really great. It's all our expectations are basically the dreams of the brand are coming to fruition. You know, we pivot a lot. We make sure that we're launching the right things at the right time at the best we can. But things are going really well. And I think part of that, a big part of the reason why things are going well is we have incredible retail partnerships throughout the United States. Mm-hmm. We've got some in California. We've got, of course, Dallas. We've got, you know, throughout the United States. And then we love that expansion into London. And our brand there is doing really well. And we just cherish that relationship. We cherish all of our relationships, but I think what we love about the London relationship, it just brings us back to being overseas. And it's also putting us on the radar to expand into that marketplace, not just, you know, the UK, we're exclusively at Portman & Mason, and that is our promise. But we want to expand in the EU a bit. So we've put some things strategically in place in order to do that. And so that has been a big planning cycle for this year to plan for 2024. So this year has been a lot of growth, a lot of strategic planning, pivots, but all going in the right direction. And it feels really great. And now we're just gearing up for the holiday season. And I think we're going to be settling in. We may have another launch next year, but that's more about expanding a scent that we're already familiar with. But right now, we're settled in, and we're thrilled with everything that's been happening and the future, what the future holds.
Well, you can hear it in your voice. And just curious, just speaking with you makes me inspired as well. And you're a very inspirational entrepreneur. And so what other countries are you going to look at launching into? Like, are you going to go to Sweden? Are you going to go up?
Yeah. So we're looking primarily at the EU, because one of the strategic things we did is we made sure and ensured that our top brands are trademarked. So we have set all that up. And I think the first thing is, you know, we're locked in graciously with Fortman & Mason in the UK. We're so appreciative of that. And I think we're looking at is probably our expansion. We want to go where the brand is going to make sense immediately. And I think France will respond to the elegance in the packaging, the subtle scents.
Yeah, that seems like a natural symbiotic.
Yeah. So we're looking at France probably that would be my initial goal, and then expanding into all the EU countries. But most importantly, we want to establish distribution there. So, you know, if somebody in Amsterdam wants to order Lady Primrose, they can online, and our distribution facilities will be over there and we can ship. Right now, there is a bit of a challenge with anybody, with customers across the sea, because the shipping costs are a little too prohibitive for a customer to buy. So we are trying to change that.
Right.
Because we want to reach our customers because they are asking us to. So we are responding to their requests and putting things in place to do that. So that's our goal, is to be able to sell direct consumer online for countries in the EU. But then as far as retail partnerships, I feel like France would probably be one of my first requisitions, my first phone call. And then we'll expand after that, probably Italy. But some of the countries that I think would respond to this brand, and some of the retailers that would feel good about carrying this brand for customers, that's the most important thing. We've got to have synergy with the retailer and have their confidence in us. And if I think we've got an idea of somebody in France already, and Italy would be the next. But overall, that would be our goal, is to secure incredible retail partnerships in those countries. Yeah.
Well said. All right, my friend. I have now taken All of that well said. You're so very well spoken. I love speaking with
you.
And
I
seriously can't believe that you said it was last August that we spoke. That blows me away.
I can't wrap my head around it. It's crazy.
I'm going to have to double check that because that just, I mean, this year has just moved like,
I know.
But I mean, I do believe you, but it just seems crazy.
Congratulations also on your Velvet launch. That's amazing.
Thank you. And I'll send you the links to the new magazines. But so now is your opportunity, my dear friend, because I know you're busy. And again, I've already taken 30 minutes of your time. Say the most beautiful, I mean, everything you've said has been spot on perfect, of course. Like I said, you're very well spoken. But right now in this moment, leading into the holidays, amazingly, what is... Give that perfect Lady Primrose, Gentleman 1677 pitch to close it off.
Yeah. Well, I would say that Lady Primrose and both Gentleman 1677 for the holidays will be a very...
Or any time of the year, but now that we're leading in the holidays.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, for the holidays or any time of year. It's just a very reminiscent thing that you can do for yourself and for the ones that you love. It's this brand is meant to be loved. And we
That is good. You should use that in the ads. This brand is meant to be loved. You should use that in the ads. That's a beautiful one.
Yeah, and we want to make sure that when you treat yourself to a petite decanter or you treat yourself to that like royal extract scent, that we are exceeding your expectations. And with regards to Gentleman 1677, I'll say it, I'll say it again. It literally is the best decision you'll make on the finest scent cologne. And it's neutral. So while
that line should be in those ads as well.
It is in those ads. That is definitely in those ads. And it's very true. And, you know, we've also, you know, we want people to bring this into their home as well. So all these collections have candles and they actually have we have a fine laundry line that we launched. And Gentleman 1677 is in that. So, you know, you can wash your sheets and fine linens in Gentleman 1677.
Really?
And to have some fun with this, I always laugh and I always say, well, ladies, I'm sleeping with Gentleman 1677 every weekend. Because I cannot get enough of washing my sheets and laundries in there. So it's, and that's what it is. It's just the scent that's incredible and it's neutral. But we market towards a gentleman. So that's really it. It's just a brand that we want you to love.
Wow. I didn't know you could do that with the laundering. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we've got that in Gentleman.
I got to get some of that from you. That's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good. We've got it in Gentleman 1677. We've got it Royal Extractress and Blue Agave. Blue Agave is a real hit of ours. In fact, we just lined up a great relationship that's going to help us position Blue Agave. We can't mention it quite yet. We want to make sure it's live, but it's a big brand that we've got even more hopes for going into 2024.
All right. Well, I have a number of hotels I'm going to put you in touch with as well that I think makes sense when I get off this call so I don't forget about it. And thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Michelle Blaz, for being the entrepreneur that you are, the inspiring entrepreneur that you are, and doing what you do. And again, I knew that speaking with you would inspire, you know, I'm inspired constantly by what I try to inspire myself with. But when I get to speak with a unique, genius entrepreneur like yourself, it just tunes things up. So thank you. And
well, given the fact that you speak to many, many incredibly successful people out there, I'll take that as a compliment. So thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for taking the time. I hate to say it again, but I still can't believe it's been since last August since we did this. But so
I know. We love being partners with you, Judd. Thank you.
Thank you. And let's go ahead and do your final plug of the websites. And
yes. Yes, you can buy all of our products directly at ladyprimrose.com or go direct to gentleman1677.com, and we're there for you.
Well said. All right, my friend. I'll get this up right away, and I'm going to send you an email. I have something in mind for you. So thank you very much, Michelle, for your time, and I'm glad we got to take the time. Thank you for your time.
You got it. Thank you so much.
All right, my friend. Bye.
All right. Bye.